and a free pardon of sin. All that right there. Also pray for these other fellows here. There's a whole crew of them that are out working somewhere. Are they out of town?
Dallas.
Well, yeah, man, my word, that's nearly a foreign country. No, don't forget to remember and to pray for them. All right, let's take your Bible, if you will, please, tonight. We'll be looking over there in the book of Matthew, in chapter number 6, if you find the place. In Matthew chapter number 6, it's good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. It's good to be able to do that, which will exalt and magnify His name, and nothing does that better than preaching His Word from the Holy Bible, from the Word of the Lord. All right, if you find the place, you're able to stand. Look, if you will, please, in about verse number 34 for our text verse tonight. Back up to verse number 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We pray you'd bind the devil of a demon assigned to hinder, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. Help us to be able to say nothing more, nothing less than you'd have us to. Speak thy word, Lord, with power from on high. We'll thank you in advance for that. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. All right, I want to preach a little while tonight on thinking about tomorrow will cause you to miss the blessing of the day. Now, what do you think the Lord was so adamant about that right there whenever he talked about in that passage? Take therefore no thought of the morrow, he said. You know why, don't you? Because it's going to get your mind going the wrong direction, seeking after the wrong thing. See, this is the Almighty that's speaking. And make no mistake about it, you're going to find out, is that He doesn't want us to be able to miss the blessing of today by thinking about tomorrow and things that would happen tomorrow. I was thinking about in this lesson here that you're looking at, you know, yesterday's gone forever. And tomorrow may not ever come. God's working in the eternity of right now. Listen, if you miss what God's got today, if you miss it, it's going to be missed forever probably. And whenever you look at it, if you're sidetracked with everything under the sun and everybody under the sun, you're going to think too much about things that don't have anything to do with the Lord. I was thinking about in the day and hour that we're living in. You know the reason why the divorce rate is so high, and I forget now what it is, some 60% or better. And what a sad thing. You know what that is? Somebody, somewhere, has got their eye in the wrong place. If they had their eyes upon the word of the Lord and the things of God, you know the Bible said, rejoice with the wife of thy youth. And let me tell you something, that's all you're going to have all the rest of your life right here. And you better take advantage of that. Have you got a good husband? Now, don't get excited. I'm not going to start trying to hunt you one if you don't. I mean, you just need to learn to straighten up and straighten out a little. You know what I'm telling you? I had a lady one time come to me, and she was just bawling and all that business right there, and said, I just feel like I'm not saved. Why do you feel like you're not saved? Well, I do lose my temper and at him and all of that business there, and sometimes I've gotten mad and throw dishes at him and all that business there. And I said, okay, that's fine. What else? Well, that's mainly it. I said, but that don't mean you're not saved. It just means you're a mean woman. And besides, your husband is one of my dearest friends, and I don't blame you for throwing stuff at him. I don't suggest you ladies go home and try that unless you want to spend money for stitches that something hit him in the mouth, you know. In this lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find that if you miss living a day, you're never going to get that back. Do you know that? You can go ahead and be so busy about your business that you forget about your wife, or forget about your husband, and forget about your children, and you'll never get that moment back. You're never going to get it. You say, well, you know, I'll try to make up. It's going to be hard to make up for that. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that the Bible said, take no thought thereof for tomorrow. Isn't that what he said in the passage in verse 34? Now, let me tell you what happens is, reason why that we ought not to take any thought for tomorrow is because tomorrow takes thought of itself. You're not going to be able to think anything into it, or you're not going to be able to think anything out of it. And let me tell you what it's going to do is that if you get so bogged down on tomorrow, is that it'll rob you of the attention that you ought to be using today about whatever it is. You don't want to be focusing attention on something else when you ought to be focusing attention on what God said. And God said, take no thought for tomorrow. Now, I looked at that, and let me tell you something. One of the things in verse number 25 that we ought not to take any thought about is your appetite, what you're going to be eating. I know you don't care. You just want something to eat, don't you? Take no thought of the morrow. And let me tell you right now is, he goes on to tell you, if you're not careful, you'll get sidetracked thinking about raiment to put on. And the bottom line is, the Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. That's why that you and I, when we look into it, that we ought to realize to know that, yes, we got to have food, and yes, we got to eat, and yes, we got to have drink, and yes, we got to have remnant, but that's not what ought to occupy our mind. In this lesson here that you're looking at, whenever he said take no thought, that involves an appetite, it involves an attitude, it involves an apparel. We're not going to take a whole lot of time to be able to go into all of that, but I want to just tell you what God said that we ought to be thinking about today, thinking about today. And let me tell you right now is, you're going to find out if you'll think about the Lord and think about it today, if you'll hear his voice. Isn't that what he said over in Hebrews in chapter number 3 and about verse number 7? Today, if you'll hear his voice. There have been a lot of folks that missed out. I was talking about, you know, when you look around you, and this is a pretty good crowd. If you don't believe that it's a pretty good crowd, then you take them down there to one of these high-dollar restaurants and buy them a ribeye steak. Well, I don't like ribeye. All right, T-bone then. Well, I don't like T-bone. Or whatever it is, you hard-headed, that you want to be able to have. If you have to pay for all that one run, I guarantee it's going to cost you something. You know how much it takes to feed my family just over at Freddy's? I told you the other day. I mean, when Brother Mark was here, we went all over it, and just my family mainly and all that. And I pay, of course, I pay for that out of pocket and all that right there. And when they handed me the bill, once they brought me back too after I passed out seeing it, it takes about $400. You see what I'm talking about? Now, I'm not complaining. I'm glad there was a time I didn't have $400 or $40. I'm glad to know that I had that. Now, I don't have that every time. We're going to have to stop and maybe, I don't know, lick the peanut butter jar or something like that for the next meal or two. I just said all that to be able to tell you that we're not to worry about the necessities of life. The Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. In this Bible lesson here that you're looking at, you know, God said that today if you'll hear his voice. You know, over there in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 4 and about verse number 7, you'll find that over there he limited a certain day. Now, I'll tell you, when you look into the Bible, God's got a day that's limited. And, of course, the Sabbath day was changed from Saturday to the first day of the week. It was changed by a Jew. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever you look into the Bible and you see that and recognize that, there's a day that you don't want to waste on the world, the flesh, and the devil. And that's the day of the Lord. I remember whenever I was a kid growing up, people in town that did not even profess to know nothing, didn't profess to be lost, didn't know the Lord, didn't profess to be saved, but they had enough respect for the day of the Lord, they wouldn't open up on Sunday. We've lost that in America. We're the worst for it. We're the loser for it. Let me tell you something, is that now is the accepted time. Today's the day, and now is the accepted time. If you're sitting here and you're not saved, God's been knocking on your heart's door over and over again, what are you waiting for exactly? Now's the accepted time. See? I was thinking about in years gone by, and there's a couple of, I won't call their names, I don't want to embarrass them and all that, a couple of fellas and a pair of them knee knocker shards. One of them must wax their leg because it was slick and shiny, and the other one, it just looked like a bunch of spiders crawling up and down on it. Y'all seen that too, did you? I just said all that to be able to say this, is that when you come to the house of God, you ought not to be dressed up like going to the rodeo. Or like going to, you getting the picture? I want to tell you something. The Lord has given us in the Bible some things that will be a proper attire for men and women, for boys and for girls and so forth and on, so forth and on. Today's the day, now's the accepted time. Do you realize to know that yesterday is gone forever? If you wasted it, it's wasted for all eternity. And tomorrow may never come. Now, if you're sitting and waiting on something for tomorrow, when God said, I don't want you giving thought for tomorrow, it'll take care of itself. But tomorrow may not ever come. See? In the lesson that we're looking at. A lot of that right there, that tantrum is my fault. I've sicked him on it and got him on it. He's going to get whippings because of the preacher down the road, but not now. Don't do it tonight. Yeah. And don't let him whip you either. When you begin to look into this Bible right here, you begin to recognize and know that we're not to boast. Do you remember over in the book of Proverbs in chapter number 27, it's about verse number 1, the Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And all these years that we've been here, I've told you that every now and again I'll run upon somebody that used to be in church here years ago. And every now and again, you know, they'll say, you know, preacher, me and the wife was talking the other day, and she said, man, I sure would like to hear old Brother Dennis preach again. I said, all you got to do is load her up and bring her on. Or vice versa. If it may be the woman talking about her and her husband was talking. You see what I'm talking about? And let me say to you that, if you will, that, you know, the thing that keeps them from coming, loading up and coming this direction, pride. Pride won't let them do it. I got to tell you right now is when you begin to watch this, look over in the book of Luke. I don't want you to lose your thought and lose your place, but in the book of Luke, there's a passage there that we ought to look at. It's in chapter number 12, and it's in about verse number 18, all right, in the book of Luke. And I was thinking about in this lesson here that you're looking at, I was talking to a fellow the other day, and what's with these guys wearing these little man buns? Huh? I mean, I wanted to holler snake and run backwards. Do you realize, though, that you can tell a whole lot about churches and about people and about, if you're in the right church, the right way, you can just kind of look around how everybody else is doing. But I got to tell you right now, if I'd woke up over there in that church and all them man buns, I seen a bunch of them coming outside. If I seen all that coming outside, I mean, I wanted to holler snake and run backwards until I seen somebody that had a big old head of hair, and it really wasn't that bad of looking. Yeah, it was. But then whenever I looked and saw them toenails all painted, God bless you, thank you very much. Something's gone wrong in the field. You know, if you're flipping through some of that religious channels, and I don't like to watch religious TV, but I like Gunsmoke. Somebody brought me a T-shirt. Kim and then brought me a T-shirt. Says something like, "Happiness to me is watching reruns of Gunsmoke." That's right, too. I like that. You may not like that, and if you don't, I don't care. care what you like. I mean, some of you are absolutely such a drawed up and tight behind and sour puss, you can't even enjoy living for a moment. You know, you'd do good if you learned to laugh a little every now and again. My wife, bless her heart, that's the reason why she's so jovial. She laughs at me and cuts up, and we go on together and this and that. And you think that I ought to be holding some of that back here, you ought to see us at home. Well, I told you the story about in the store and all that. I just said all that. We ought to be able to enjoy one another in the Lord and in the things of God. Don't be such a dad blame Pharisee that every time somebody, you know, somebody said shoot, you got to figure out what they really meant. God bless you. That's Phariseeism. I'm not saying that it's all right to be using slang words, but I've used a few. And you have too, unless you're just practicing being a liar. God bless you. Thank you. You know, I was thinking about whenever you're turning, I hope you turn to the book of Luke, and then don't let me forget it because I'd like to be there. I'm going to try to work this in here before I get done here this evening. I was at a Bible conference one time. They had one preacher after the other. Man, I'm telling you, I was bored nearly out of my mind. This one preacher got up and raked us all over the head and buddy beat us up from one end to the other and said emphatically, you can't rightly divide the word of the Lord, the word of truth, in less than an hour. I walked up and asked him, did he ever see where Jesus preached an hour? He didn't. He didn't know it. Made him mad, I asked him. I can show you where Paul was long preaching and a guy fell out, you know. He fell out of the loft. I've been preaching before and seen people go to sleep quicker than that. I'm sort of like the old boy. He was preaching and preaching and preaching, and he preached everything he knew two or three times. Finally, there was an old boy sitting up here on the front that fell right out in the floor. And an old brother got up from the other side after a few minutes laying there. He got worried about it and went over and he said, hey, brother, are you all right? He said, no, I can still hear him hit me again. Anyhow, they beat me up about that right there. And then old Dr. Seitler, if I remember right, was the right one. He got up and said, dear brethren, he had a kind of a lisp of a thing. He said, any time you have enough knowledge to preach an hour, you ought to have enough wisdom not to. And I've kind of liked the... It don't take as much church for me as it does for everybody. I was at a preacher one time, and he said, I have you to know, blah, 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 yak. And I said, is that why you ain't got anybody anymore? I want to tell you something. It's good to be saved and to know the Lord and to think about today what God wants in your heart and your life. Now watch this here. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, looking about verse number 18. In the book of Luke, in chapter number 12, here's a man, and here's what he said, and he's busy thinking about the morrow when he ought not to be. But I want you to look, if you will, in chapter number 12 of the book of Luke, verse 18. And he said, this will I do. Well, let's just back up to verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow all my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Boy, he's thinking way beyond tomorrow, isn't he? Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, here it is. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, the body is more than ram nut. I won't tell you what God's trying to tell us. We're not to be worried about tomorrow. This guy died without hope, without God, went to a devil's hell because he worried too much about everything going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to tear down these barns that I've got, and I'm going to build greater barns, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and say to my soul, eat, drink, be merry, for thou hast much goods laid up for many years. We know he planned to live for many years. But God said, thy fool, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be that thou hast provided? In closing here tonight, let me just tell you right up front, if you're thinking of tomorrow, it'll rob you of today. That's the reason why I think God said that, is that you need to think about your walk with God, yourself as a family leader, as a family member, as a family follower. You need to think about the fact that today is, you're the youngest, this is the youngest day of the rest of your life. And then you need to think about the future. And I can tell you, I'm hell proof and heaven bound tonight. Make no mistake about it, God's working in the eternity of right now. And that's the reason why in our text, when Jesus was over there saying, take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, I want to tell you something, is that when Jesus said that last phrase there in Matthew chapter number 6 and in verse number 34, whenever he made that last statement that he made, sufficient of the day is the evil thereof. You know the reason why we can't think about tomorrow? We got all the evilness we can handle right now. And if you don't think that's right, dear friend, you just wait. You just wait a little while. It'll show up. I'm glad to be able to tell you, I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. And I can tell you something else. I'm glad to be able to know him in the free pardon of sin, that I walk with him, he with me. And let me tell you, if you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to agree with him. Can two walk together except they be agreed, the Bible said. I want to say to you in closing here this evening is that it's good to be able to know that God made the Sabbath for the man. He didn't make the man for the Sabbath. He made the Sabbath for the man. He knows we need to come aside or we're going to come apart one of these days. I was thinking as I read through here and as we were enjoying the day together, my wife and I, and all that. And let me say to you that, if you will, we've got, 17, I guess, now married, and 18 grandkids and two great-grandkids and one great-grandkid. Well, I don't want to call them a kid. That insinuates that their mama's an old goat, and I don't mean that at all. Children, great-grandchildren, that's what you're supposed to be calling. You see what I'm talking about? I want to say to you that, if you will, that it's good to be able to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin and to be able to enjoy the blessings of God, and part of it is a family. Now, my wife and I, we went out and enjoyed one another just like we had just gotten married. But tonight, there'll be a half a dozen kids want to ride with us. In fact is, they'll try to rally toward each, shove each other out of the way just so they can ride with their mama or their pawpaw and so forth. I can tell you what this world needs every now and then. You know, the Bible said that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I mean, it does. And every now and again, we just need to stop, be still, and know he's God. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and we do thank you for it.
How good it is to be once again back here in the house of God.
I pray your blessings now upon these that have gathered here tonight, be with those that could not be. And Lord, I praise you and thank you.